T4. Hey y'all. Welcome to another episode of T4. That stands for Teen Titans Tea Talk. This current episode is gonna be about violence that recently happened in our community. Are y'all ready to hear the story? Mm-hmm. Okay, I got you. A 6-year-old little boy accidentally shot himself when a gun was left laying around his home. A moment of silence for the baby. So, how do y'all feel about that? Like,
parents should be more responsible.
Yeah.
And they just left it around.
Right, in the open. For like
plain sight. Well, he can.
Yeah.
They at least could have put it like on top of a dresser. Mm-hmm. They can't reach. Or like in a safe.
My thing is, like, who do y'all feel like is to blame?
I feel like the parents are to blame for child negligence.
Yeah. I feel like there's no way that you just left your gun out for your baby to just grab. Ooh, look at this.
Yeah, let me see what this is.
And my thing is, like, I heard some people just like, oh, he's 6, you know what it is. But then again, it's like, if I'm a 6-year-old, I'm at home, why I can't touch it? If it's on the open, I'm at home, why I can't touch it? If it's something I'm not supposed to touch, I feel like it should be out of baby's reaches, yeah. Just like y'all do with Tide Pod pads.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind. They just see it when they get older, and then they ask the question again, what is that? And then you give them a brief conversation about it, and they'll be like, oh, so this is the no-touch-touch item.
Yes. It also goes back to the parenting, too. It's like, what are we really doing at home? Like,
yes.
Then again, it's like, that also goes back to gun laws. Like, why is our guns allowed to be out in the open like that? Should it not be in a safe, away with a passcode? I thought you're supposed to do that with a gun anyways.
Mm-mm, you have concealed to carry and open carry.
Oh!
Some people have a concealed to carry license, and some people have an open carry license, which means they can flash that gun on they side all they want.
Mm-mm. Conceal, please, for 200, Alex. Because that's how little babies get shot. No, the other thing that kind of threw me off was, like, why the gun? It's not only is the gun out, the gun is loaded.
Common sense would have told you, like, when you get home, you're in a safe space.
Unload your gun. Right, I'm like, where's the safety?
But where was the parents?
That too. Where is the parents?
Right. They were home because they wouldn't leave a 6-year-old home by themselves.
Unless. So obviously the parents were home. Or, I mean, there was dumb enough to leave the gun out on the table. They could have been dumb enough to leave them at home by themselves.
Right. I feel like you shouldn't be leaving your kids home unless they're, like, in middle school. I remember when I started
getting left home was 13 years old.
12 years old.
I was about to say, I got getting left home alone at 13 years old. But, like, getting left home alone for me at 13 was, like, I'm going to the store.
Yeah, I'm at work.
I'm going to the store.
I'm 30 minutes away. The landlord is going to be there. He's going to be watching. Matter of fact, just go into the office and sit in there with the lady.
Like, that was my being left at home. Now, when I turned, like, 15, 14, yeah. Okay, bye. You want to go? No.
No.
I
want to stay in my bed.
I'll be here when you get back. Yeah. I feel like it's a crazy world to be living. And the amount of children, like, just in our, like, community alone that have access to firearms is really scary.
It is. And the fact that they could get it just like that,
like, no, not the little, like, don't they, don't, like, when you go to legally buy a gun, don't you have to, like, go in there and, like, show your ID and go through this whole process and stuff?
Your
ID,
your permit. They do
a background on you. A lot of background. Make sure you're not failing and all that other stuff.
Like, 4 days to get your background checked. Then they ship the gun to you to, like, another 7 days.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I heard it was 10 days to get your gun. I just,
Like, it's a process. Then you have to get your permit. That's a process, too.
And it's just, like, the way kids our age, kids younger than us can just, hey, 200 for this 20.
No concern, no nothing. They just gonna give it to
like
you.
400 for this 22 right here, right now, and they'll give it up. Like
some places, not all.
I'm talking about like illegal gun buying, buying.
They won't even ask. Hey, so why you doing?
Right, no questions. Oh, I want a gun. Give it up.
Right, they ain't even gonna say that. They'll be like, hey, I can't. I don't supply children.
Right, like they have no morals, no respect, and then it's like now that the kid has the gun and is in their possession, it's like, what's your next moves? Bringing it to school?
Exactly. Why do you even need it in the first place?
I feel like it's just a lot of contributing factors as to why teenagers our age have access to guns so quickly, and that's how I feel like it also has something to do with. Like being around the wrong crowds, being around the wrong people, because being around the wrong crowds and the wrong people is how you end up in jail. In jail. And then the student at Rose that got shot right in front of the school and the whole school was on lockdown. Mm-hmm. Why do we have access to guns on school property? And it's not, and the crazy thing is, the crazy situation I've ever been in is I was out in the hallway. And a person we all know at this table had access to a gun right in front of me. And it was a student. And he had access to not one firearm, but two firearms right in front of me and asked me, did I want to see it? No, I don't. I love my life. He pulled them out of his bag and he showed them to me.
It's the fact that you're okay with boasting that. That's not something to boast. And also, I don't understand why, you know, like, which areas are prone to aggressive and active violence. So why would you build a school right there? Or why would you have the school and then build, continuously have a place behind said school build up aggressively? Mm-hmm. To the point where the school has to literally watch over their shoulders like 24/7. Because that school's been there. Well, I think that school has been there longer than the buildings around it, right?
Mm-hmm. Feel like something like that. So, I feel like the world we live in today as teenagers is very scary. And I feel like today's adults will never understand what we have to go through.
But they'll never give us the resources to understand, like, how to get through it.
Right.
They'll just say, well, y'all supposed to learn this. Just like with cursing. Trying to read a clock.
Yes.
Like, putting our signature on paper. Learning how to do mental
math. They don't even teach us, like, simple life skills and it's getting this.
They don't. The only time you ever learn simple life skills is in your senior year when you're literally about to go out.
When you're about to go out into the world. Like,
what is a year? And then you have that class 6 months.
6 months. That's all you got. But I feel like if we don't do it, if we don't talk about it, who's going to talk about it? If we don't do it, who's going to do it? I feel like our generation has shown time and time again why we are who we are and why we're so loud and proud and why we are so outgoing and audacious and all this other stuff. But comment down below if you've ever experienced gun violence in your community and maybe we could talk about it with you. Well, that's the end of our episode, guys. Bye! T for T.